Class 6, Subject Geography, Chapter 2, Landforms, continuation of the chapter. We will begin with volcanic mountains today. Now, what are volcanic mountains? Volcanic mountains have been formed by the erosion and deposition of lava. During volcanic eruption, when the lava is ejected out, it is accumulated on the sides of the mountain and it is forming a volcanic mountain. Say, for example, Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa. Next is valley. What is a valley? It is a low area between hills. It is formed by faulting. As I have already explained you the formation of block mountain, that time I told you that due to formation of parallel faults or cracks, sometimes a portion of the landmass subsides down. As a result, a valley is formed. The Narmada Valley of India is formed through the activity of faulting. Next, the plateaus. The plateau is a broad and rather flat area of land rising sharply above the surrounding lowland. The plateaus are different from the mountains as they do not have peaks. They are flat tops and therefore they are also called table land. Say, for example, the Deccan Plateau of India. The Tibetan Plateau is the highest plateau of the world and it is also known as the roof of the world. Next, we come to plains. A plain is a broad area of relatively low land. They are classified into two types according to their mode of formation: the structural plains and the depositional plains. Now, structural planes are formed by endogenetic forces or internal processes, that is, the forces which originate from within the surface of the earth. These are either formed due to the upliftment of the landmass or due to subsidence of the landmass. Say, for example, the Great Coastal Plains of USA. On the other hand, depositional plains are formed as a result of accumulation of sediments. Most plains of the world are depositional plains. For example, the Ganga-Brahmaputra plain of India. Till here, we have understood the major landforms of the earth. Now, we will study about the impact of landforms on the life of people. So we will first study the cold desert region, which is the Ladakh region, and then I will explain you the Ganga-Brahmaputra basin region of India. Let us begin with the cold desert, Ladakh. Ladakh is a cold desert lying in the Great Himalayas on the eastern side of Jammu and Kashmir. It is enclosed by two mountain ranges, the Karakoram and the Zaskar. Indus is the most important river of the region. A number of glaciers are found in the Ladakh region. Let us now try to understand the climate of Ladakh. The most important features of the climate of Ladakh are: it is extremely cold and dry. The day temperatures in summer are just above 0 degree, whereas at night it goes down to minus 30 degrees Celsius. Ladakh lies in the rain shadow region of the Himalayas, therefore it receives very little rainfall, as low as 10 cm every year. So what is a rain shadow region? It is a region having very little rainfall because it is sheltered from the rain-bearing winds by the range of hills. Now let us study the vegetation and the animals which are found in Ladakh. Ladakh has very less vegetation cover due to high aridity. Rest of the portion of the chapter will be explained in the next audio clip.